每年7月20号前后，世界各地的法轮功学员都会举办活动，悼念被中共迫害致死的大陆法轮功学员，并要求中共停止迫害。现在越来越多的民众站出来制止这场对好人的迫害。接下来我们看看台湾台中、彰化、南投地区的700多位法轮功学员举办的烛光悼念。
手捧烛光，紧闭双眼，为遭受迫害致死的法轮功学员默哀悼念。台中各界正义人士声援制止迫害。
我愿意代表一届呢，声援法轮功学员所遭受的迫害，希望呢，这种迫害呢，不要在地球上继续发生。
共对法轮功的残暴镇压，不仅抵触了他的中共的现行宪法和法律，也严重的违反国际人权公约，触犯了群体灭绝罪。
从我们台中市议会开始，很多的议会都来联署，希望说我们来提醒我们台湾的当局能够来正视人权，能够来反对有破坏人权的中共官员们，禁止他们进入我们台湾来参访。
点点烛光照亮世界，法轮功学员希望唤起更多民众的正义声援，让这场持续14年的迫害早日结束。新唐亚太电视林立黄凤文台湾台中采访报道。
第53届奥格登斯伯格国际航道节以7月20号到28号在位于美加边境的奥格斯登伯格市举行。活动期间，除了各种娱乐活动之外，每年的游行是整个航道节的重头戏。今年大约有4万民众从各地赶往观看游行。
尽管烈日当头，居住在奥登斯伯格和周边地区的人们还是一大早就全家出动，一起来等待观看这一年一度的盛大游行。今天参加游行的有100多个团队，其中最引人注目的就是身着蓝白相间古装的天国乐团成员。
加拿大天国乐团是第3次受邀请参加游行，活动期间演奏了法轮大法好、法正乾坤和法轮圣王等7首曲目，深受大家的欢迎。
I like the band. I think they did a great job. It's a good addition to the parade. The uniforms were good. The music's great.
奥登斯伯格国际航道主席克里斯多福也表达了自己对天国乐团的喜爱。
Very uplifting. They're all precision, and the music is very good.And everyone just gets right into the spirit of the group.
来自渥太华的雷先生，自2007年加入加拿大天国乐团以来，经常随团一起演出。
天国乐团的成员都是法轮大法的修炼者，所以他们平常就是注重心性的修炼，所以说有一种祥和、慈悲这种心情啊，就会在那个演奏当中反映出来。
加拿大天国乐团成立于2006年，是加拿大最大的华人乐团，整齐的队伍，悠扬的乐声，把法轮大法的美好带给不同地区的人们。新唐人记者王磊，美国奥登斯伯格采访报道。
美中年度人权对话呢，将于本月底在中国举行。美国宗教自由委员会主席卡翠娜·斯维特和副主席玛丽·格兰顿23号呢，在 CNN 的网站上联合发表文章，呼吁美国在人权对话当中敦促中共停止对法轮功修炼者长达14年的人权迫害。那么本台记者日前对委员会主席卡翠娜·斯维特进行了专访，来看详细报道。
卡翠娜·斯维特和玛丽·格兰顿在联合发表的文章中说，7月20号是中共官方发动的对法轮功镇压14周年，现在是华盛顿和全世界关注法轮功苦难的时候了。
I think it's fair to say that the Falun Gong haveReally been on the receiving end of the most brutal treatment by the Chinese government. And we hope, and through our USURF report and through other means, are really pressuring our government to increase its pressure on China.
美国宗教自由委员会是联邦政府下设机构，其任务是监督其他国家宗教自由情况，并向美国总统、国务卿和国会提出建议。本月底，美中新一轮人权对话即将在昆明举行。身为委员会主席的卡翠娜·斯维特也向美国行政部门发出呼吁
：To talk about names, to discuss individual cases, and to let the Chinese government know that people care. We care about what's going on in China. We care about what's happening to the Falun Gong community. And we're not going to turn a blind eye. And we're not going to ignore it.
在 CNN 网站发表的文章中，卡翠娜·斯维特和玛丽·格兰顿共同呼吁美国国务卿克里和其他官员应在即将举行的美中人权对话中提出法轮功问题。他们还表示，美国应向习近平施压，要求取消610办公室等机构和劳教所，立即停止从法轮功学员和其他囚犯身上强摘器官的行为，同时停止骚扰为法轮功学员和其他敏感政治案辩护的律师。
Even in a world where lots of terrible things happen, this feels like it's somehow beyond the pale and outside the bounds. And we know that there is considerable evidence out there indicating that it is Falun Gong practitioners who are a particular target and have particularly been victims of this abhorrent practice.
6月底，美国国会两党议员联合提出阻止中共活摘器官的281号决议案，并迅速得到很多积极回响。
I very much hope that this resolution will haveOverwhelming support in the Congress. It deserves overwhelming support in the Congress. It is important that our government speak out about this terrible abuse of human rights.
2012年12月，美国参众两院均通过《马格尼茨基法案》，规定对涉嫌违反人权的俄罗斯人员拒绝入境，并给予经济制裁。人权人士也希望未来有类似法案可以针对中共体制内的人权迫害者。
Many, many government officials, many individuals are more willing to do terrible things if they think they can do it behind a cloak of anonymity. And if they know that their name is going to be out there and is going to be held up, to public shame and public criticism for the things they have done,That in and of itself can begin to serve as something of a restraint on officials who otherwise might engage in serious abuses. So I think it's, the Magnitsky bill was certainly a big achievement to get it passed. I was very pleased to see it passed. And I certainly think that leaders in Congress should consider whether or not something similar would be appropriate.As applied to other countries.
对法轮功的残酷迫害也让越来越多中国民众认清中共邪恶本质。海内外华人退出中共及相关组织的人数已超过1.42亿。卡翠娜·斯维特对此给予高度肯定。
The implications of that many people being willing to take a stand, being willing to say, we view this as an ideology and a party that is corrupt and we don't want to have part of it,really speaks to almost a spiritual reawakening, you might say, of the Chinese people, a reconnection to some of the deeper values that they cherish, but in some senses they lost touch with, one might say, during the long period of communist rule. The Chinese Communist Party's dominance in China will be a thing of the past. Those ancient spiritual values will continue to guide the Chinese people and be a great part of their civilization, their history, and their future.
这是新唐人记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。
今年的七月初，美国两党资深众议员联合提出了第281号阻止中共活摘器官的决议案。截止到七月29日为止，已经有44位众议员声明联署。上个周末，大洛杉矶地区有一群义工征签，希望让更多美国人了解在中国持续发生的活摘器官的残酷事实。请看报道。
移植心脏居然可以在两周前预约，中共谋杀善良百姓以贩卖其器官牟利。听到这些消息的美国人都感到不可思议。
This is our problem. We must do something, and all the Congress and the Senate, they should really be a part of this and support human rights.
隆巴多夫妇今天是第一次看到活摘器官的资料，认为美国主流媒体实在不够尽责。
The paper doesn't really tell us, the news doesn't tell us, so it's up to people like Representative Royce to be able to head something like this, and other individuals who believe as he does to be a part of it and support this, and have the Chinese government begin to treat people with respect and give them a living wage.
安东尼强调，中国罔顾劳工权益，严重伤害了中美两国人民，而活摘器官更是天理不容，人神共愤。
The human rights abuse is horrible, and I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
居住在奇诺冈已经25年的马林表示，美国人需要关注活摘器官这件事。
Because that's the only way we can help these poor people in China that are dying.
两位受访女士特别有话要对他们的国会议员说。
I hope you'll sponsor these resolutions to help these human rights abuses. I know you're the chair and please vote on this so that we can help these people.
I think he definitely needs to co-sponsor this. It'll help a ton.
布里安娜与男友今天都签了名支持。
Hopefully they can stop it and they can put a halt to this and save lives.
前以色列器官移植协会主席拉维医生在2005年面对自己的病患于两周前约好日期到中国进行心脏移植手术后着手进行调查，发现中共确实在谋杀无罪的良心犯以盗取其器官牟利。正义感十足的拉维博士因此推动以色列立法，自2008年起，以色列保险公司依法已不再支付到中国进行器官移植的费用。西班牙政府今年也立法规定，所有参与的组织将受到巨额罚款，接受非法器官移植的病患以及所有推广相关人员也将面临起诉以及3到12年的监禁。澳大利亚、新西兰则要求接受训练的医护人员不得将所学技术用在活摘器官。台湾则要求医护人员要有器官移植的详细记录，明确登记器官来源与参与人员的资料。相较之下，一向自诩为国际警察的美国政府岂不以晚？且根据反活摘器官医师组织的美西发言人丹娜·丘吉尔医生估计，目前每年还有超过1000位美国人到中国接受来历不明的器官移植，间接成为中共杀人行径的帮凶。听闻真相的美国人殷切地盼望立法单位能加快脚步，尽速通过众议院第281号提议案，甚至进一步订定相关法律条文。
许多美国人在听闻活摘器官的事实，都感到非常的震惊。新台记者黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
在中国昆明举行的美中第18次人权对话，7月31号结束。美国国务院副发言人8月1号表示。美国在对话中提出了具体的人权个案，但并未透露是哪些个案。
The two sides held in-depth and frank discussions on the rule of law, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom of association, and other human rights issues, including specific cases of concern. The human rights dialogue is an opportunity to reinforce the messages, including on specific cases, that we consistently deliver at the highest levels.
美国国务院记者会上，副发言人没有透露美国在会谈中向中方提出了哪些具体人权个案。至于对话是否产生任何实质性成果，发言人也没有表态。
Clearly, we believe that this is a continuous conversation. It's important to continue having it, because obviously human rights is a key tenet of U.S. foreign policy.
本轮的人权对话是中共新一届领导班子就任以来，美中之间首次就人权问题进行讨论。美国资深众议员沃尔夫在对话开始的第一天就发表声明，呼吁奥巴马政府公开将人权和宗教信仰作为美国外交政策的优先要务，并希望向中共施压，释放著名人权律师高志胜以及包括法轮功学员在内的中国良心犯。他还谴责中共强摘死刑犯，包括政治犯的器官的暴行。今年6月奥席会前，沃尔夫还与多位参议员共同致信奥巴马，要求中共当局立即释放法轮功学员王志文、李昌在内的16名良心犯。美国国际宗教自由委员会主席卡崔娜·斯维特日前也呼吁奥巴马政府敦促中共停止对法轮功修炼者长达14年的人权迫害。
To talk about names, to discuss individual cases, and to let the Chinese government know that people care. We care about what's going on in China. We care about what's happening to the Falun Gong community.And we're not going to turn a blind eye, and we're not going to ignore it.
人权机构对美中间这种例行对话普遍不抱多大希望。人权观察在其声明中说，过去的美中人权对话很大程度上只是一种修辞，缺乏问责、透明度和明确的指标性进展。新唐人记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。